Yes, Lord.
Roger, can I just, I just want to say, had a chance to visit my daughter, who in the past I've had a few issues with when she was growing up, and she chose different things, and now she's living a very awesome life. She could have everything she wanted, anything she wanted, and she has really softened. Her heart has really softened. And I had the opportunity to visit with her on the way to the plane, and a little bit, I mean, just through the time I was with her. And I told her, I said, you know, all those prayers Grandma said for you, they're still good. They're still active, and they're still alive. And she said, well, maybe that's why they travel a lot. She said, maybe that's why we're always safe. But he keeps us safe. Those prayers are keeping us safe. And I'm just, as we were worshiping, it's like those prayers that grandparents have prayed, the people before us have prayed, they're still active.
Absolutely.
They're still alive. And there's still many to be said and many to come into the kingdom.
Amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Going to college just like a half a mile away from Stephen. And Stephen and Jen are an awesome church. So pray that they make connection and that he comes with them.
Hallelujah.
It's a Christian college, isn't it?
Praise the Lord. God just puts his finger out there and draws it around, you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Courtney said last week we'll be back. We won't make it every week, but we'll be back. But this is two in a row. You're family now. You not only have survived Hosanna, but you are family. Amen. Blessed to have you. Amen. Everybody, blessed to have everybody. How precious it is to gather together with those of like faith. And we pray today the Lord's presence here. We pray for the Lord mightily present in Iran. You know, hundreds of thousands coming to Jesus, free to come to Jesus, praising, and we're praising with them. And so we just are thankful. We're praying for safety. Safety for our leaders in our nation. Safety for the new leaders that will arise in Iran. And well, we're just praising the Lord for his goodness to us. Thankful. Forever grateful. Let thankfulness be your sacrifice. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Amen. John 3:16 in the Living Translation says, this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's the gospel. It's fresh and new, and the Word of God is useful for educating, correcting, training up. It's the very simple thing, the whole plan, the whole thing is about that. It all comes back to that. Paul said, you know, I've got this concern that you would forget Christ. That you would forget the simplicity that is Christ. You know? We need to know that there is a war out there, spiritual warfare. We need to know that we are greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We need to stand. When we've done everything to stand, put on the full armor of God, We need to stand the full armor of God. It's put on Christ. You know, it's put on Christ. It's not, it's like I've said before, when I was a little kid and the first time that I went out for organized football and they gave us the equipment, none of us knew how to put it on. You know? But we learned how to put it on. But I didn't care if I had it on or not. I just wanted to go out and play football. You know? And you can play that game a little bit in ignorance. You know? Run fast, hit hard. That's all there is. That's all there is to it. I send these messages to my coach, and I'll say to my coach, I'll say, you know, the fun kind of went out of football in college because we had to do a bunch of stuff along with just hitting people. Find somebody and hit them, you know. But then that's, the coach will respond and say, well, that's because you were on offense, Roger. They tried me on defense. I just didn't like the idea of I had to watch somebody's feet, which way they stepped, and then I was supposed to go someplace else. It just never worked out for me. It just didn't. Couldn't make it work. Probably could have if I'd have worked at it. Coming to know the Lord puts a whole new perspective on life. You know? It does. And trust. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust him. I was reading in the. I'm going to just check and make sure. This thing has been malfunctioning on me. Ah, we got it made. All right. So, anyway, you know, when Joshua took over for Moses, he was taken over for Moses, and God said, okay, here's the deal. Nobody will ever defeat you. I'll be with you. I won't leave you. I won't fail you. Yeah. He kept his word, didn't he? Yeah. God always keeps his word. I like that God always keeps his word. Don't you like that God always keeps his word? You know? And as I was thinking about perishing, because there's a lot perishing right now. And you know that when you read the word, you come to these places where God says he's not slow in doing what he's doing. He just doesn't do it before time. And once he told Israel, he said, don't bother this group of people because they haven't come to the point where they need to be destroyed. A lot of places when he sent Israel in, he said, kill everybody. You're going to have to kill everybody because otherwise you're going to join in with them and they will corrupt you. And so some time had already run out. And those places where God sent Israel in, those places God gave to Israel because those people's time had run out. He said, it isn't because you've been so good. He says, because their time's run out. And so I think that what's going on right now is because somebody's time ran out. Randomly killing thousands, wanting to destroy America, who God loves. Not because we've been so good, but because he has a plan to use us, and he has used America. He's used America a lot and sustained us, and hallelujah, we're coming up. But last night we watched about this much news. Maybe a little bit more than we have in months, really. I mean, the regular type news, and I will say that they had the picture up of the Ayatollah, who is now wherever he is, you know, and people are dancing in the streets and thanking America for doing that. And, you know, can't say that you can. I'd be dancing if I was in their streets too. But I tried to cut myself short from rejoicing. You know, I rejoice for the people, but if I'm honest, I can't really rejoice over anyone's perishing. But for the grace of God, there go I. Now, I certainly could say that I think that I looked like a church boy compared to the Ayatollah. You know. And we could always, you know, say, well, I'd like the Pharisees. I'm glad I'm not like you. You know? But really, this is how God loved the world. He sent Jesus into the world because he didn't want anybody to perish. And although God's judgments are just, I don't think he rejoices over any soul that is perishing. And we all know people that are perishing. At least we think they might be. And I look at me and I think that if I'd have known how close I was, I'd have been a lot more. I don't know what I'd have been. I'd have been lost. I'd have been lost, but for the grace of God, I'd have been lost, you know. I read a little short devotional this morning and this person posed the question, if you knew for a fact Jesus was coming at 10:37 tomorrow morning, what would you do? You know, back in the old days, get out the Rolodex and call. I don't know. I guess what a person would do is say, Lord, show me. You know, show me. But there wouldn't be anybody that you would walk by without maybe saying, you know, I heard that the Lord's coming at 10:37. We tell people a lot less information sometimes, less important information, right? You know, what would we do? That's always that question comes up, and then we get comfortable with it and we don't worry about it, you know. But we should care, shouldn't we? You know? Because we know, blessed are you because it's been given to you to understand. We've had the opportunity to know. And we didn't do everything perfectly before we knew Jesus. There is nobody that can say, well, I wasn't so bad. Everybody that doesn't know Jesus is a weird sort of a vernacular to try to decide upon, you know. But your righteousness was as filthy rags. So, you know, that thing that most people will use if they have any knowledge at all is, well, I wasn't so bad. You know, I wasn't like the Ayatollah. That leaves a lot of room between not so bad, you know. I don't know if he had children or grandchildren. I don't know his family history. You know, I bet there's somebody in his lineage that came to know Jesus. You know, and there might be somebody saying, sounds like Grandpa bought it. We were praying for him. You know, there's probably somebody that maybe knew him and said, you know, you're a little off the wall on this Jesus thing. Maybe. Maybe, you know. There are people that say, he shouldn't have ever had an opportunity to be saved. Careful, careful, careful. Don't say such things. You know, I mean, if God doesn't want everybody to perish, we don't. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to plead a case for the Ayatollah's salvation, okay? I'm just saying that we have right now in this world an opportunity to see the ultimate evil and to yet have compassion. Not, you know, just for the whole idea of it, you know? I mean, I'd be a little concerned if they targeted my house. You know, if the whole wide world was knowing they're after Roger, and then the news comes out, we got him. You know, it's like, it wasn't that bad. You know, I don't know. Maybe when you've hit that evil, you aren't scared. I don't know. There's a lot I don't know, in case you haven't figured that out. You know, but I do know the simple truth that God so loved the world. He loved him this much that he sent his son so that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. And so the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. You know? He learned daily. He discovered things daily. And he let those things go. I discover things daily as well. And so a lot of times you get stuck listening to me preach about the things I discover. But what I discovered was that there was a possibility of me being just a little too happy about somebody being gone. And I said I resisted, but, kind of hard not to get a smile on your face and dance a little bit, because something wonderful is going to happen, because that seed's going to go into the ground and multitudes are going to be saved, because and multitudes are going to come out of underground churches and it'll be a crazy time because of Jesus, you know? And everything revolves around Jesus. It really does. We don't. It's like I said last week, and I read my own devotional again, but about the fact that it was an opportunity to know the love of God. It was an opportunity, and so I will just say, take the opportunity to know the love of God in greater and greater measure. You know, to rejoice in the Lord and rejoice that you are chosen. Today, we everybody's sitting here, he said, he chose you. You know? Like there's a million people. We couldn't fit them all in here, but they'd wish they were here for that message. Wouldn't they? Wouldn't they? You know? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice because it's been given you to know him. You don't even have to understand to know him. Right? He's just good. He's good. And so it does us a lot of, I don't know what it does. It does us a lot of good, for lack of a better word, to consider how fortunate we are to know him. And to know that he knows us better than we know us. And he'll never forsake us. Never leave us. Never forsake us. Always before us. Always before us. Always love us. I knew God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so whoever believed in him would not perish but have eternal life. I never knew God loved me. See, you can know the words and not know that he loves you. Because if we don't know how much he loves us, we can always come up with reasons why he probably loves us a little less. You know, I don't do everything right. He still loves me. I don't say everything right. He still loves me. I don't think everything right. He still loves me. No matter what, he will be saying, I love you, Roger. He just will, because that's who he is. That is who you are. That's who you are. You are the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That covers our lives. God will make a way when it seems there is no way, right? He'll make a way. He will make a way. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. So nothing's impossible. We have two miracles here. Two guys that fought with the power take off and won. Right? Yeah. Tal and Jerry joined at the hip. A miracle to be amazed by. And we know about it too. We know. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. Promise keeper. Keeps his promises. Right? And he's the light in the darkness. He's the light in the darkness. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. As I trust in God, my Savior, the one who never fails. If something in our life feels like it didn't go well, God never fails. You know? He never fails. He never fails. He sends good. He's always good. He's always a blessing. Simple. Just simple truths. Just simple truths that we need to remember, we need to think about. You know, we can get so knowledgeable that we don't need John 3:16 for us. You know, because we are not perishing. You know, but we need it for us because we can't let that truth go. We can't just say, well, we're past that. Not when people aren't past that. Reading in one of those early Bibles, I don't think it was Leviticus, but it was. There's one place, I think maybe Numbers, where they're talking about, and this tribe brought a silver plate, a gold 4 ounces, you know, and they go through that, and you have to read that like 12 times. You know, and it's the same thing. And I find myself going, okay, did anything change? And you're going back and same thing and the same thing and the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. And you know, I, needless to say, I read it a lot of times. I can't tell you what all the pieces were. But it amounted to about 60 pounds of stuff from each one. You know, which, what's that got to do with anything? No, but it's all there. But all that ritual, all of that stuff going on. It was important for them to know all the ritual and all the stuff and all of that. But you know what it ended up with? It ended up with Moses going into the Holy of Holies and hearing from God. See, there's so much of religion that is so much that's ritual, and somebody's got to go in to the Holy of Holies and hear from God. And you know who the somebody is? It's you. Every one of us have been given access to the Holy of Holies to go and to hear from God. I guarantee you that you do hear from God, that he does speak to your heart, to your mind, to your ears even. But he does speak to you, you know? And Moses would go in and hear from God. And all those people had already decided, we don't want to hear from God. you go in. We don't want to hear from him. We heard his voice once. It scared the bejeebers out of us. You know? You talk to him. We don't want to hear from him. And to be honest with you, that sort of growing up, going to church, that's how it was. The minister, we never suspected that he ever heard from God, but he was one that had to read the Bible, and he had to tell something, and he never told anything that was that interesting in my mind's eye, I guess. I don't know, you know. Nobody ever said, hey, come up here, you can go into this little box and talk to God. But you know, I mean, that's the thing. All of that, you read it, and you go, what in the world? And those people stood around and watched and made sure that everybody gave the same thing. And no doubt they were standing out there saying, that silver plate's not as shiny as our silver plate was. We'll have special favor, you know. What's the matter with those people? They don't do it right. People do that too, you know. Potluck, people will be looking and saying, who made these cookies? You know? I don't know. They shouldn't even bring those. My wife judged a pie contest once, and her estimation of some of the pies was the people should have been embarrassed to bring them. So, you know. I wasn't tasting, so I don't know. But I believe her. She knows pies, you know. But I believe God, and he knows everything. You understand that he just does. And so we can come boldly into his presence. The Bible says come boldly into his presence. Come in and talk to God. Come in and hear. Don't take my word for how much he loves you. Step in and listen to him sing to you. You know? Take my word for the fact that he talks to you and he sings to you and he dances. Take my word for that and then go and experience it for yourself. And I'm always telling people, look, I want you to come to my house for coffee, and I want you to come and say, well, Pastor Day, you did the best you could, but man, you don't have any idea how good God really is. I look for that. I long for that. I love that, because you see, God is gooder to us individually than we can know. I don't know what he might say to you. I don't know what you might experience. But I want to hear. I want to hear. I want to know. I want to see him grow up in you. I love to see him just well up in people because he's so amazing. You see, and as we become comfortable with the fact that he's the real deal, you know, he is. We just got to believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that he loves you more than anybody else could ever love you. You know? He doesn't love one more than he loves another. He is just love. Try to imagine this, that God loved the Ayatollah as much as he loves you. That'd make you frown almost. How could he possibly? Because sin's not a problem for him. Right? Sin is not a problem for God. I love that. That's how I got forgiven. Because sin's not a problem for God. And he can love anybody he wants. That's his privilege. He can love them. And I can agree with him. Take a lot of work to get real lovey-dovey about it, but it shouldn't. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that's given to us. So he tells us to get understanding. And there are some things that are just a little tough to understand. But I don't have to have full understanding. I just need to understand that I need to understand that he's God. He's God. I'm not. I'm just fortunate to get to hang out with him. We just get to hang out with God. We just get to come into his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts and just give him praise wherever we are. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, on Wednesday I was in jail. So when I get to tell the people, when I get out of jail, I'm a little loopy. I really am, you know. And so I drive to Walmart to get stuff if I need stuff. And then I literally wander around Walmart, you know. And I'm praising the Lord in the juice counter. And it's just thank you, Jesus. And then I look and then there's somebody standing there. And they look at me, I just smile, you know. I wasn't speaking profanities. I was just saying, thank you, Jesus, you know. And then if I have on the right coat, I got one of them little Jesuses that Tara sowed a seed into, and maybe I get a chance to say, have a little Jesus? Have a little more Jesus. You know, you just never, we're so fortunate to know him. We're so fortunate to know him, and we need to continue to just know him. Just let him flow, let him grow up in our lives. And do, you know, Buck Owens said, all I got to do is act naturally, you know, because it's natural. It's natural for you to have joy. It's natural for you to have peace. It's natural for you to have love. It's just natural, you know. I mean, sometimes you might have to wade through a wall of crud. But when you come out on the other side, I love you, Lord. See, we have this. We have this. We have this weapon inside of us that makes us more than a conqueror. We bear these things in earthen vessels, but they're all there. You know? And we don't need to waste our time bemoaning our failures, okay? You know, it's over. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. You know, get up and get going, you know? I didn't fumble very often when I played football. But boy, I did not like it. Made me mad. Made me want the ball again. I want to run over somebody. I want to hurt somebody. I don't know who caused that fumble. That's the one I want to find. You know, we want to make a little recompense there. Now, that wasn't the holy attitude, okay? But I didn't like it. I don't like to fail God. I do not like it. I don't like it when I come short of the goal. I don't like it. But I can't fix it. God can. God can, all I got to do is say, God, forgive me. And he's okay, get back in there. Right? Get back in there. You know? We'll get more points for getting back in there than we lose for the fumble in our lives. Okay? I don't know how that works for sure. I just know that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me my sins. And so, hey, there isn't any sense in going and sitting on the bench, never get this right, you know. You'll never get it right if you don't try again. You know, just keep seeking the Lord. Just keep remembering the whole foundation of it all was that God loved us so much that he sent his son, and all we have to do is believe in him. Not believe about him, believe in him. We need to get in him. We need to draw near to God, and he draws near to us. That's a simple thing. And the more that we draw near to God, what comes out of us? God comes out of us. And what's our assignment in life, you know? Let him just flow through you. Just let him flow through you. and get excited about the victories. Get so excited about the victories, you know? Get so excited when you all of a sudden say, wow, where did that come from? I never used to react that way. I never used to think that way. Every now and then, especially in the girl pods, there'll be these funny words that come flying out of the girls' mouths, and they say, oh, sorry. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm sorry. No, praise the Lord that you're sorry. You wouldn't have cared before. You know? Why are you sorry? God's doing a work in your life. I'm telling you, folks, God's doing a work in your life. He's doing a work in your life. And he's accomplishing abundant above and beyond what you hope or imagine. And he's for you. You can't get him to be against you. He's for you. And he will lead you. He will lead you. The same promise he made to Joshua. Nothing, no enemy will be able to stand against you. Nothing can defeat you. Because I'm with you. I'm with you. God is with you. God is with me. See, we just need to review the simple foundation once in a while to come out feeling really good. And he likes you to feel really good. That's God's greatest desire, that you feel really good. You know, because the only way we can feel really good is to be really close to him. So, let your light shine. Trust in God, your Savior, who never fails. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, your blessing. I pray, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing blessings on these precious ones here as we joy in the goodness of God. And we join multitudes praying for great success, for great salvations, for great protection in the midst of all that is going on. We pray, Lord, that for every one evil that is removed, a million will rise up crying out to Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. And since you love us, we know that you love everybody because you loved everybody so much that you sent Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our Savior who never fails. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you.
Mm. And they work there.
Yeah.
And so there's probably a lot of other families.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Lalonde, you pray for. We're going
to
anoint her and pray for her.
Let's do it then.
Okay.
Yeah. Tara's the director of operations here. Well, we always have to wait for what she's got in mind.